Okay, Rabbosa, let's go. We're on Dalam and Beis. For the sake of the Halakha Tatis, we will just give us a quick review into the Sugya, back into the Sugya. So the Gemara is trying to prove Kiddushei Kesef. And the Gemara says, why do we need a pus to prove Kiddushei Kesef? After all, we could learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer. How is that Kal V'Chomer going to work? So, as we had on the board, we have Ana Igria, we have Isha, we'll put over here in green, blue, Yevama. Okay, so when it comes to Amavriya, and you have a din of beer. So is the Amavriya nicknamed for beer?
No.
Is she nicknamed for Kesef?
Yes.
And Isha, who is nicknamed for beer, so certainly she should be nicknamed for Kesef. That's the Kal V'Chomer the Gemara brings. As we saw the other day, is this Kal V'Chomer like 1,000% rock solid logic?
No.
So we're suggesting that certain Kal V'Chomer is a logic. Certain Kal V'Chomer is a logic. But this Kal V'Chomer, this type of Kal V'Chomer, which we'll see, is what I'm going to call the calling Kal V'Chomer code. There's a code to the Kal V'Chomer. And it's a Gzeira, it's one of the Yudkim Amir Chatoran Dresben, that when you have this kind of structure, these kind of four box structure, and you have Amavriya, doesn't work by Bia, works by Kesef, that's suggesting that which Kenyan is kind of the harder Kenyan to have. B is a more difficult Kenyan, more challenging Kenyan, and if B works by Isha, so certainly the lighter Kenyan, so to speak, the easier Kenyan is gonna, or the broader Kenyan, as the case may be, is gonna work there as well. That's Kesef. So now the Gemara comes along and says, wait a second, look at Yevama, because Yevama would seem to, and the way if I'm using the word code, Kal V'Chomer is a code. So then Yevama is gonna do what? It's going to, or I can use the word pattern. It's gonna go ahead and break the code. The code is broken by Yevama. How so? Because Yevama works by, it has Bia, but it does not have Kesef. So Yevama would seem to break the code. And therefore the Kal V'Chomer falls out. That's what we call a Tochiyah. When we're showing that, some other third, horizontal, outside of the Kal V'Chomer issue is gonna break that code. And now the Gemara challenges that and says, wait a second, let's talk about Shtar. Because when it comes to Shtar, I know Shtar works by Amavriya, works by Isha. Does Shtar work by Yevama? Shtar does not work by Yevama. And therefore, what have we done now? We've shown that it's not that Yevama is breaking the code, but rather that Yevama is... Is there something different? It has nothing to do with this question. It has nothing to do with the topic because it is just a different kind of construct altogether. Now, on a lumdisha level, again, this is a little bit of chazar, but what are we saying therefore about Yevama? What is, if Yevama is not part of this code, it doesn't fit in over here, so what is Yevama? In other words, the only gateway into Yevama, the only portal into Yevama is what?
Yeah.
Is Bia. And it's not the pshat, oh, Yevama has this universe of Kinyanim, and therefore, yes, it's part of this conversation. No, it does not have a universe of Kinyanim. It has only Kinyan Bia. And if it only has Kinyan Bia, that is elucidating and highlighting something about Yevama that makes it radically and fundamentally different than the other Kinyanim. And what is that?
Zarmenos.
What?
Zarmenos.
So it's Zakuka. So what the Rashba wrote, and that's what the Rashba was saying, is that the Shtar, when it says Shtar, shows it's different. What it's really saying is that Yevama is not at all Kenyan-oriented. Bia is a Kenyan, but that's not really what it is. If it's Kenyan-oriented, Shtar belongs. If it's Kenyan-oriented, Kesef might have something to say. But it's not Kenyan-oriented. It is, perhaps, and the Lashon of the Gemara is Zekuka Va'omedes, it's there to Lahakim Zera Shal'ach. It's there because it's some kind of pre-existing relationship, and therefore Bia is not really a Kenyan, but it is a clincher. It just clinches the existing relationship. It's not a bona fide Kenyan, it's there too. And it's appropriate. If the whole purpose of Yibum and the whole parsha of Yibum is Lahakim Zera Aviv, then what is the most appropriate way to go ahead and clinch this relationship? Is through Bia, is through the mechanism that will facilitate a Hakamas Zeras Achiv. And as a result, Yevama now becomes basically irrelevant to this conversation, and as such, says the Gemara, Yevama is like out, and we can go back to the Kal V'Chomer of Ama Ivriya and Isha. Yes, Mr. Shmara Shlita.
Just based on what you just said, does that mean that the Bia of Yevama is not
kinyan at all, or it's the most, the only way you can make the kinyan? In others, is it already a part of the hakim zera l'achiv, a part of that kiyama mitzvah, or is it the first step of the kinyan in order to get
that? Is an excellent question, and it is a chakira that will run through Maseches Yevamos. And the answer is, it could be either. You could look at it one of two ways, but certainly those are two possibilities. And I like the possibility, to me, it is appeal to the possibility. It says it's not really a kinyan. It clinches. And the Zika is already establishing there's something there. And this is the clincher. In a similar way, that Nisuin is also perhaps not a kinyan. Erisin is the kinyan. And Nisuin just clinches the relationship. And in a certain sense, for example, by the way, can you do, we discussed this early on, does Yibum work without Das?
Yeah.
Yibum works without Das. If somehow the young couple is engaged in the Maisa Bia, the Gemara says, Bein b'meize, bein b'shoge, bein b'ratzon, bein b'ones. Somehow they have this, something happens, however it happens. Gemara has a crazy case.
Yeah,
guy fell off a roof. Boom. Something happened. How'd it happen? I can't explain that to you. I'll leave that to the chush of the dads over here. But it happened. It happened. So if that's the case, there was no das. There was nothing. And the answer is? Now you need a get. So there is clearly not, it clinches what that which is already there. And it, so, but it's clearly not, therefore, part of this conversation. Alicia. It's a clincher. No, it's a clincher by Yibum. By Isha, it might not be a clincher.
Yeah. So is this what makes the Kinyan or the connection to the brother who died?
What makes it?
I'm saying, according to the opinion that says that it's only that it's not really a Kinyan, that's just something that has already happened. Is that the Zuka got to the younger brother?
Yes, it's the Zika. There is either a Zika to the Mishpacha, so to speak. Or there's a Zika to the brother that's doing the Yibum. Again, we'll discuss that when we get to the bottom toast on the page. Man, quickly, I gotta go.
Misha says that if Yavama Zika, it's really a Kinyan. Just by Kiddushin.
Don't worry. I understand. We discussed the Lashon of Kinyan. Is that how serious we take that Lashon? Okay, Rabosai, Vaiter and Shas. So now the Gemara that's going on. The Gemara now says, wait a second. There's another flaw in the Kal V'chomer. And what's the second for the Kal V'chomer? And now this is called Yevama Tochiach. And now the Gemara says, wait, Meikra Dintina Pircha. And again, just to review, what was the Meikra Dintina? No, the whole Kal V'chomer, see, Yevama Tochiach is an external attack. Meikra Dintina Pircha is an internal attack. The whole Kal V'chomer in and of itself is a flawed Kal V'chomer. Why is that? So once again, because how does Naam Avriya, what happens to Naam Avriya? She goes out with Kesef. Therefore, she can go in with Kesef. That makes sense. She goes out with Kesef, and Bia is irrelevant. It's an irrelevant factor. You can't use Bia as a platform for this code because Amavriya is different. It goes out with Kesef, goes in with Kesef. Masha Ein Kein Isha. How does an Isha exit this relationship? She needs a get. She does not go out with Kesef, and therefore, once again, the Amavriya Isha comparison is not a viable comparison. Now, how did we explain that lumdus in the last year? So what are we saying? What is the message that the Gemara is transmitting when the Gemara says, no, you can't compare Amavriya to Isha, because after all, Amavriya goes out with Kesef, and Isha does not go out with Kesef. What's it saying? I understand, but why? Why not? What's the lumdus of the attack? Why is it you cannot compare Amavriya to Isha? Isha goes out with Kesef. Amavriya goes out with Kesef, not Isha.
Because that's Amavriya
is transaction. That's correct. So Amavriya is a work relationship. You buy an Amavriya. You buy her services. How do you buy something? You buy something transactionally with the mechanisms of transaction. Kesef and Shtar. And therefore, now you hired her, so to speak, for 6 years of work. You paid her $120. She worked 4 years. She wants to go. She's done. She's had enough. So she can pay herself out $40 to redeem herself for those last 2 years of work. If she were in transactionally, she can go out transactionally. That is not what Isha is. Ishus is not transactional. It's much more fundamental. There's a kinyan iser. She's asur al kol ha'olam. There is relationship. There's a lot more going on, and therefore, says the Gemara, internally, me'ikra d'din of pircha, the whole kal v'chomer amavri has nothing to do with isha. The whole kal v'chomer is filled. So far, so good. Okay. Now, if I'm asking you the simple question, which is a more intense attack on the kal v'chomer? The Yochiach or Me'ikra D'Din HaPircha? Me'ikra D'Din HaPircha is a much more intense attack. And we start, and I want to just prove that point to you a little bit. I want to develop a little bit how this Me'ikra D'Din HaPircha is a more intense attack. And to do that, I want to take a look at quickly a Tosfos in Adav Yud. We have a very, very similar structure of Kalachoma with one more bit of Chazar. Is every single kal v'chomer created equal? Not all kal v'chomers are created equal. You have one type of kal v'chomer, it's called kal v'chomer code. You have that structure, that's your code, and you can slug up that kal v'chomer in one of two ways. Either you can slug up the kal v'chomer with a yochiach, something on the outside that breaks the code, or internally the whole kal v'chomer is flawed. Then we saw in Maseches Sanhedrin, you saw a different type of kal v'chomer. The Gemara tells us that when it comes to a person who is not allowed to have relations, sleep with his offspring, it says, the Torah tells us, Bito me anusa, I'm sorry, your granddaughter from your anusa is asurit to you. Your granddaughter from your anusa is asurit to you. Bas Bito is asurit to you. The Gemara asks, what about Bito? So the Gemara says, very simple. I don't need a pus for Bito. If Bas Bito is asur, certainly Kol Shekain, Bito's asur. I don't need a pus for that. That's so obvious. Gemara says, you do need a pasuk, because if you're giving an onesh, if you're giving skila, so then, ain't onshin min adin. You do not give onshin based on a kal v'chomer. So you need a pasuk. So the Gemara says, yeah, but this is not a kal v'chomer. This is a gilui milsa. It's a gilui milsa. It's not a kal v'chomer. It looks like a kal v'chomer. If you can't sleep with your granddaughter, certainly you can't sleep with your daughter. No, the Gemara said it's not a kal v'chomer. Ain't onshin min adin does not apply. This is called a gilui milsa. It's a reveal. It's something that's revealing something in the text. When it says Bas Bito, why is your Bas Bito, your granddaughter, asur to you? Where is that Isser flowing from? It's flowing from the genetics, shall we say, that you planted in your daughter, which she in turn then planted in her daughter. And that creates genetics, transitive property of genetics. That means there's genetics in your granddaughter. That creates an Isser to your granddaughter. But that's flowing out of the genetics to your daughter, Mamela. If your granddaughter is Usher, so of course your daughter is part of that package of Aspito. It's all an outflow of the relation you have to your daughter. Mamela, it's not just a pure Kal v'chomer. It's more intense. It's more, if you will, shot and puzzle.
It's inherent.
And as a result, there ain't onshim and adin. So what I want to set up over here is you have Kal v'chomer, which is called Kal v'chomer code. And then you have the Gilui Milsa and Nafkaminas. Nafkaminas. So Nafkamina number one is Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So you have a concept of Ein Onshin Min Hadin that applies only to Kal V'Chomer by Gilui Milsa Onshin Min Hadin. Next Nafkamina, and we'll do it relatively quickly so we can move over here. The Gemara Andaf Yud Amid Bey. So here the Gemara wants to derive the din of Achilas Truma by an Arusa. An Arusa to a Kohen. If a woman is a Me'uresis to a Kohen, she's Ocheles B'Truma. How do we know that? So the Gemara has a possibility on Yud Amid Beis that we learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer. So you have a Shivcha Knanis. And a Shivcha Knanis does not enter into this relationship via Bia. Therefore, a Bia will not Matir Achilas Truma. Yet Kesef does. An Isha who through what? Through Bia. Bia will be able to eat Shuma. So certainly Kesef calls her Kenyan Kaslo, she can eat Shuma. What am I calling this type of Kal V'Chomer? Kal V'Chomer code. Does a Shivcha Knanis have anything to do with an Isha?
Not really.
Yet there's the code. And what do you see over here is that Kesef can do something Bia can't. So Kesef on some level is a stronger Bia is Kal. Kesef is stronger. It can accomplish something Bia cannot do. So Bia is Kal. So Bia works by Isha. Then sure. Certainly works by... Then Kesef should also certainly work. That's the Kal v'chomer. Looks good. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis says, wait a second. Wait a second. I can slug out this Kal v'chomer very easily because I can go ahead once again and point to Yevama. And Yevama tochiach. And what am I going to learn out from Yevama? Yevama has what? Has Bia, but no Kesef. And boom, the whole thing doesn't work. The whole Kal v'chomer falls apart, just like we saw in our sugya. So the Tosa says, "Vim Torah v'neima Yevama tochiach should be asa ma'achilasa." That if she has Bia, she is ocheles betruma. V'ein kaspa ma'achilasa afani avi arusa. So to arusa, that what? That maybe Bia yes and Kesef no. Just because Bia yes does not mean Kesef also yes. Not necessarily. So look what Tosis says. V'yei shlomer. Dahai kal v'chomer. Eino ki'im gilui milsa ba'alma. Let's translate those words a little bit. What's Tosis saying over here? This is not simply a kal v'chomer. If it was simply a kal v'chomer, then what am I going to do? Yevama tochiach. I slug up the Kal v'chomer. I break the code. No. This is rather a gilui milsa ba'alma. How so? What am I trying to figure out? What's the end game? What am I looking to understand? Can an arusa do what?
Eat truma.
With Kenyan Kesef. Now, so what's the real question at stake? What's the real question at stake?
The real question is what does Kenyan Kesef allow?
Does Kenyan Kesef, the Torah says by who can eat Shuma? Kenyan Kaspo can eat Shuma. So there's Kesef, there's a Kenyan. Is it Kenyan Kaspo that will enable her to eat Shuma? I'm not trying to derive Kiddushe Kesef. I know Kiddushe Kesef. Is this transaction sufficient to enable her to eat Shuma? And all we want to know is the quality of the Kenyan Kesef. Is this Kenyan Kesef, does it have a quality of Kenyan Kaspo? It's a very modest ask. We're not looking to derive something German. It's a modest ask. And therefore, for a modest ask, it's not a dramatic ask. We're learning a whole new Kenyan. The Kenyan we know. Is this Kenyan called Kenyan Kaspo? Is there any indicator, precedent, that when you acquire a woman with cash, that enables her to eat Shuma?
So why would the Gemara
One second. So the Gemara, so says Tosis, therefore, Enokim Gilim Ilsa Da'ama, Da'arus Tamikra Kenyan Kaspo, Shifcha, Hilkoch Lo Shayach Lemifrach Yochiach. So therefore, there's no Kash of Yochiach. You know, what's Tosis saying over here? Tosis classifies this as a gilui milsa. It's just revealing the nature of. So can you acquire an isha in a manner that will enable achilas truma? The answer is, well, yes, and Bia allows her to eat. And Bia, in this sense, is a weaker Kenyan than Kesef. So certainly Kesef, this Kesef is called Kenyan Kaspo, and she can eat Shuma. And Tosis now says something remarkable. So I want you to appreciate what Tosis says. If your Kal v'chomer now is reduced to a Gilui Milsa, there's only one way you can deflect the Kal v'chomer. You can only deflect it internally. With a Mi'ikra Dedina Pircha, a Yevamo Techiak is not going to be enough because the Kal v'chomer is not a Yesh Me'ayin Kal v'chomer, it's just a Gilui Milsa. So that's nafkamina number two. Is Yevama Tochiach? A Tochiach will only work on a real Kal v'chomer, not a Gilui Milsa. Last nafkamina, and this I'm going to ask you to work with me a little bit. I need a little help over here. Okay, we're getting new concepts. You'll see these concepts throughout Shas, and if you get these concepts down, you'll see them throughout Shas, and a good to know. So take a look at the third Tosis on the page, on Daf Yudim and Beis. So, what?
Not right now.
I wasn't sleeping, I was resting
my eyes. Yes. Very good. Okay. Look at the third tosis. So tosis now says, as follows. V'im tomar, nema dayo asof dina. Klomar, me'eza korata ba lelamed, kesef, mikoag bia. So then dayo kabia, v'lo ya'achil ela achar chupa, v'dugmasa per beiz de bavakam. So I'm learning this toast with you. It's super technical. Heavy technical work over here. But these are concepts that are Shas concepts. So we got to know the Shas concepts. Okay, so I'll give the example that I gave earlier of dayo. What is dayo? So listen to the words first of all. Dayo lavo min hadin lios kanido. Dayo is a shorthand term. Okay, where's Ving? Ving? Okay, Ving weighs, what did I say, 134 pounds. Facts. Luber, God bless him, weighs more than that. Weighs more than that. So Kosher Kane, Luber weighs 160 pounds. How's the Kal V'Chomer?
No good.
It's not a good Kal V'Chomer. Why is it not a good Kal V'Chomer? What is the maximum that I can prove from that Kal V'Chomer?
135.
If I know he weighs more, I can only prove that he weighs more than 134. I cannot prove that he weighs 160. That's called dayo. Lavo min adin, all I can derive from the din is lios kanidoni. I can just prove he's more than Bing, but I cannot prove that he's 160. That's called dayo. So far, so good. Now, I'm going to get technical on you, but it's worth it. You guys are smart guys. You can handle it. Okay, now, there's another type of dayo. Now, notice. What was that dayo? That dayo was, what's my platform, limud? What's the platform of my limud? Ving. Ving's my platform. What's my end game? Luber. So, what is the limitation of what I can derive to Luber? The beginning. The Tchilas Din. But Dayo sometimes can appear in a little different way. I'm going to give you the example in Shas. And stay with me. Okay. We're like leaving the world of Kiddushin. We're entering into the world of Bava Kama for 2 minutes. Okay, there's something called Shein Berega. Yeah. Do animals naturally walk?
Yeah.
Yes. Do they naturally eat?
Yes.
Yeah, this is natural activity. So therefore, if you have an animal that is eating or walking in a Rishus HaRabin, is it entitled to be there?
Yes.
Yes. So if you happen to like leave open your fruit in Rishus HaRabin, the animal eats it, whose fault is that?
Yes.
It's the Bala Peros, it's not the animal owner's fault. Okay, so Shein v'regel in Rishus HaRabim is potter. It's potter. Now, but let's say this animal comes into my backyard and starts eating peros. So if it's in the Rishus HaNizak, then you got to pay 100%. Okay, so far so good. Now, what about Keren is when an animal gores. Now, does animals normally gore? Is that something animals do? No, they don't. Not like eating and walking. They don't always gore. So if an animal is in a Rishus HaRabim, public domain, does that place achrayus on the Baal HaBehema to watch his animal?
Yeah.
Lest it gore? Yes. It places achrayus. But this animal's a nice diet. It's a nice, calm animal. He's never shown any propensity for this. So if a shor is gors in a Rishus HaRabim, is the owner chayev? Yes. Chatzi nezek. He has to pay chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek. So now the Gemara has the following Kal V'Chomer. Watch this. Shein v'regel in Rishus HaRabim is what? Is potter. And in Rishus HaNizak is chayev. Keren, which is chayev, chatzi nezek in Rishus HaRabim, certainly should be chayev, nezek shalem in Rishus HaNizak. How's that for a Kal V'Chomer?
No.
It's not bad.
It
makes sense.
It's not bad.
It's
not bad. Is it the same problem as the Ving Luber problem?
No,
why is it not the same problem? Because the Ving Luber problem was going from the platform. No, you can't prove more that you can't prove with Luber weighs more than 134. But you cannot prove anything more than that. Here we're going from the what's called the Sofdino. And we're saying, well, it's Chayiv Nezek showing that happens to be more than Chatzi Nezek, but so that happens to be more than Shem Reglum Shesarabim. So certainly should Chayiv at least Nezek showing in Rishus HaNiza. Now you can either say, no, that's okay because I'm learning from here to here, and that's okay. In other words, Karen is worse than Shane Beregel up here, so it can't be worse than Shane Beregel down here. And it's a good kavachon. Or do you say, no, Dayo even applies on the back end, and therefore you can only be Mechayev Karen in Rishus HaNizak up to Chatzi Nezek?
Yeah.
That's the question over here. Now, that's Dayo. Now, one step is there. So there's Dayo up front. Everyone agrees. Luber cannot be proven to weigh more than 134. Up to more than 134, not more than that. That dayo, everyone agrees. That's dayo betchilas dino. Dayo besof dino is going to be a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tarfon, who allows it, and the rest of the world, Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't allow it. Okay, that's a big Bava Kama topic. Okay, now, that's all background information. And Tosis assumes you know Shas. That's the beauty of Tosis. Because Tosis knows Shas. He assumes anyone who's up to reading Tosis knows Shas. So look what Tosis does. Rabbi Tarfon allows this kind of diet. Diet is so falim. One second. So Tosis, I know Kaltar Kula, you know Kaltar Kula. Now, so Tosis is just teaching code. He's saying, you've learned Bava Kama Dav Chav Hema Beis, for sure. You know that. It's before Kiddushin. No, it's not, but okay, you know Shas. You first finished Bekiyah Shas, Daf Yomi, a couple of cycles, now you learn B'yun. So you know Kol Tar Kula. I could just speak to you in code, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's what he means when he says Dayo, and that's what he means Dayo Be Sof HaLimud, second column Dayo. Now Tosa says, our Kal V'Chomer over here is actually plagued by the same problem. Why is it plagued by the same problem? I didn't do a good job of filling in this chart. I left out information, which now I'm going to give you. When it says Bia doesn't work by Shifcha Knanis, that's true. Does Bia work by Isha to allow her to eat Shuma?
Yeah.
The answer is yes, but which Bia? Bias Nisuin. This Bias Chopa is going to work to allow her to eat Truma. Are we saying anything about the Bia of Erisin? No, it's Bias Nisuin that allows her to eat Truma. And, so I see Bia works. So certainly Kesef works. No. Kesef works when? Here we're trying to prove Kesef of Kiddushin. So says Tos, very sharp. That what? That this Tos, that you can't make this derivation because this is a dio problem on, it's a column 2 dio problem. And therefore, it doesn't work. Let's see inside. Now we can see inside. You got your background. Menachem, she's starting about now. Okay. So says Tosis. The im tomer zu shbiyasam achilos ein odin shekas machilos the im tomer the name of dayo asov dina klomer meize koach ataba lilmod kesef. How do I know kesef kinyan is going to work to be machil truma? I know that mikoach bia. So dayo kabia, then it cannot be any more than bia velo yachil ella achar chupa. And therefore, kesef should only work when? After chuppah. Viduk masa. You want to know an example of this? Perek Beis, the Bava Kama. Chof Hemera. So Tosis says, just look it up. You'll figure it out. No problem. It takes a long time to figure that out. But that's the kasha. Nice kasha. So let's see Tosis' answer. V'yesh lomar. So says Tosis in the answer. V'yesh lomar. Hacha. Sabi krabi tarfa. De aminan lo aminan dayo. Hecha de mifra kavachomer. V'amiz hacha dayo mifra kavachomer. So basically, says Rabbi Tarfon, without going into the details, that this, if this Dayo is going to slug your Kal V'chomer, then Dayo doesn't block it. We're going to allow that. Dayo is not a problem on Sof HaLimud. Dayo is accepted. We're okay with Dayo. We're not okay with the Luber Dayo. This Dayo is enough logic in this Dayo that we can live with it. Shitas Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon. No, we don't hold that.
What is
this is Sof. This is Sof, because we're going from the second column, top line to bottom line. That's Sof. One second. I'm interested in the second answer. That's what I'm interested in. For Rabbi Shimshon Mikutzi, T-Rates. The Sar Mikutzi says, Delo Amrinan Dayo Elohechi Deboy Lememar Din Chadash. When we're learning a brand new halacha, a din chadash, kigon hasam, damar keren bershus harabim chatzi nezek, va'ata ba lilmod nezek sholem mikal v'chomer deshein v'rega. If you're learning a new din, then dayo is a killer. It's a killer. It's going to kill your kal v'chomer. Aval hacha, but over here, derachmana amrar kinyan kesav ochel. The Torah says, I'm not learning a new din over here. What am I learning? I know kinyan kaspo eats truma. I don't need a kal v'chomer to tell me kinyan kaspo eats truma. Kinyan kaspo eats truma. I know that. It's a pasuk in Chumash. My only question is, well, what's the pshat in Kenyan Isha? Is Kenyan Isha called a Kenyan Kaspa? I just want to know, does this fit into that pasuk? Does that pasuk apply to Kenyan Isha? I'm just looking for, give me the words that I'm looking for right now. What's this Kal? It's a Gilui Milsa. The whole Kal V'chomer is just revealing Pshat and Pasuk. The Hachadach, when I'm a Kenyan Kaspa, Kenyan Kaspa Ochel, the Ananu Bon Lilma Minak Kal V'chomer, Elamahu Kenyan Kesef. And this Kal V'chomer is now revealing that since Shifcha Knanis, that when you acquire a woman with Kesef, it allows a Truma, that's called Kenyan Kesef. And this Kenyan Kesef is more intensive than that Kenyan Kesef as revealed by Bia. So certainly, Kiddushin can go ahead and Kiddushin Kesef is called Kenyan Kaspa. And that is the Tosas, and that ends the sugya, and that is a third example of what? A third example where a Kal V'chomer of Gilui Milsa is going to be easier to, it's going to overcome the flaws of a regular Kal V'chomer. So three nafkamina. Number one is Eidon Shemin Adin. Number two is, what was number two? The first Tosas. Whether you can knock it out with a tochiach. And the third nafkamina is this kind of dayo. Okay? Technical stuff. Let's get for a couple of minutes, 5 minutes of non-technical. Because the dads are here, I want to give them a little non-technical too. So go back to Dalam and Beis. How many of you started Beis? So many of you started Beis. Not many of you started Beis. Okay, so then we're not going to get so far. But let's. I want to bring out at least something I want you to be thinking about. So look at the Gemara over here, the next piece of Gemara. So Rabosai, at the end of the day, how many sources do we have for Kenyan Kesef? Two sources. Source number one is Kiyikach Ish Isha. I'll say it again. Kiyikach Ish Isha. By the way, where do we learn that source from? We learn it from yesterday. From Stay Ephraim. Kiyikach Kika ish isha. Kika ki. Source number two is Vayatza Chinam Ein Kesev Ein Kesev Adon Zeva Yesh Kesev Le Adon Achas. The Gemara now has a tzrichusa. So the Gemara says we need both of these limudim. V'itzrich lemiktav v'yatzachinam v'itzrich lemiktav kiyikakish. The ikas are when a kiyikach. If you just had kiyikach, hava amina, kidushin, the yohev la baal, titohava. Maybe if you just had kiyikach, who gets the money? She. Who gets the money? She gets the money. So therefore, kasrak mana v'yatzachinam, that teaches you who gets the money? The adon gets the money. Yen kasi adon, eishkai adon achim. V'kas, and this is what I want to focus on. V'kas, raman of yatzachinam, if you just had that, wow. Hava amina, you and me and everyone would have thought, heicha di yohav ihi lididei v'kidashto hare kiduse. So kasi rachmana ki yikach v'lo ki sikach. Wow. So if it wasn't for the fact of that pasuk ki yikach, what would I think? That she could do the Maisa Kiddush. That she could do the Maisa Kiddush. Now, what does that mean? So look at Rashi. Heicha di yohav ihi lididei. So she's going to give kesef. V'kidashto da'amra le hiskadishli. She's going to give the money, and she's going to do what? And she's going to say, you shall be mikudash to me. Wow. That's why you need kiyikach. Now, you all know, when you get married, if you marry in certain more liberal circles, so we want everything to be equal. So there's a thing called a double ring ceremony, where the... Val gives, the man gives the wife a ring, she gives him a ring, and it's lovely. It's lovely. It's very special. That's a different, that was the proposal. That's Gavaldic. That's Gavaldic. And she gave him a couple of barbells as the wedding ring. He twisted around his fingers. That's fine. But in Isus, we assume la halacha ki yikach ish isha. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. And Rabbanim will be very opposed to any kind of double. The man's allowed to wear a ring. That's fine. But a double ring ceremony where under the chuppah she's also giving him a ring, that already starts smacking of. No one does it. It's not done. Except in certain more. So that's already a kisikach. Look, and that's something that going to be discouraged very strong. Okay, but what's the hav? There's a hav mina here, and Rashi says there's a hav mina. It's unbelievable. Rashi says that he's going to give her money and say ki, and going to say hare ata mikudash li. So Tosis on the spot is very troubled. Tosis says, look at hecha. Perish bakunches sheomeres hare ata mikudash li. She's going to say, you are mekudash to me. Now, what does that mean? Can someone tell me what that means? What does the word mekudash mean? You had it. I know, betrothed. Well, I don't know what that means either. Aser akule alma kehedish. But he's not. He's not. He can marry Mikra Adin's second wife. He's not mekudash to her in the same way that she's mekudash to him. So says Tosfos because it's all right, but ish ain't a nofel lashon kiddushin she ain't nesar bekach l'shar noshim. So Tosfos rejects Rashi. Can't be.
No, it's not the.
But in Hava, he's allowed to marry. He's allowed to marry other wives. He's allowed to. So what? Bezman Azera Ben Gershon, but Mikra Din yes. So says Tosfos can't be. Rashi cannot be correct. So Tosfos says. Taisa says, V'yesh lefarish, she'omeres, hare ani mikudeshes lecha. Oh. She'll give him a ring, and then she's going to say, ani mikudeshes lecha. Oh, that's good. That's nice. V'tzarech lomar, di'yohava lididei, lav dafka. And when it says, okay, that's fine. That's Tosis Pshat. But then there's another Tosis over here. Oh, the next Tosis. Wow, should I say the next Tosis? I probably should say the next Tosis.
But
the last part of Tosis, but Tzarek Shomeres, Harini Mekudesh Lov, but Tzarek Loma Diyavah Lididei, Lav Davka, it doesn't mean she gives to the husband, Shehare Avia Mekabal HaKidushin, Ela Rotsa Loma Ve'amara. In other words, the key, according to Tosis, is not who's giving, but it's rather who's saying.
No, but the whole
and she is saying, Hare Ani Mekudeshes Lach. Now, the next Tosis, which is a very lumdish Tosis, is going to tell us, can I just read it to you, and then we'll do, I'm going to leave you with a question. Let me read you the Tosis, and then we'll leave you the question. Tema. Came to Iker Krah, the Kihikach, Osel Memesh, Hilo Tekad Shenu, Matzak Lememe, Kihikach, Mr. Ephraim, Balav Hakish, Aminu, Lemme, Dixi, Kihikach, Lo Kisikach, after all this said and done, do I need a Gzeres Shava to stay Ephron? Did I need to go to Chevron and hear all that yesterday?
No.
The whole goal here is, what's the Tzrichus? I don't need Gzeres Shava, I just need Ki Yikach Ish Isha to tell me who has to do the action. The Baal. Why do I need a Gzeres Shava? Why do I need a Gzeres Shava? But the Kesef I know from Yatzachina. I know the Kesef from Yatzachina. Now I just need to know what? Who's the actor? Who's giving the Kesef? So that's Kikach Ish Isha. Why do I need the Gzeres Shava? That's the Kash and Tosis. V'yatzachina and Kesef, ain't Kesef Adon Zeh, Yesh Kesef Adon Acher, my new Av. And the father gets, and that teach me Kesef Kiddushin. Now, how do I know that it's what? That the husband has to give it? Kika Kishisho. Why don't you give it a shava? That's the Kasha Tosis. Wow. Wow. So you know what Tosis says? Wow. Crazy. That if you'll see it inside, wow. Holy smokes. If I didn't have a Gzeres Shava, I would think the din of Ki Yikach Ish Isha, says the Pasuk, Ubala. I would only think the need for the Baal to do the Amira, Tosis says Amira, is in Kiddushe Bia. But in Kiddushe Kesef, she could do it. So I need also the Gzeres Shava that's going to link Kesef into Ki Yikach and ooh, that's amazing. So what you need to do tonight and we need to do tomorrow is to figure out why would there be a Hava Mina to think that by Kiddushe Bia, yes, it must be Ki Yikach Ish and the Baal has to do the Hare At. But by Kiddushe Kesef, you might have thought, if it wasn't for the Gzeres Shava, that she could do the Amir. Adka.